Hi, and welcome to this video, which is going to be about how to take yourself to the next level in your life or with your health or well-being or whatever it is with less effort. I'm Sanna Philipson, your intuitive online mentor. I'm a psychic, I'm a therapist for the therapists, I'm a mentor for the mentors. I've helped thousands of people here in Denmark and Scandinavia, and I love what I do, which is to see people feel self-fulfilled at a personal level, which means it makes it easier for them to feel fulfilled in what they do on in their everyday life. But how do you take your life and yourself to the next level with less effort? First of all, you do it by celebrating. What? You might say, celebrating. Do you grow when you constantly keep targeting yourself and being demanding on yourself and requiring for you to be in a certain way? So, how do you think you would grow faster? Well, one thing, stop demanding so much of yourself. Say these words: I'm a perfect idea in the divine mind. I'm doing the best that I can. Say these words again and again every single day. That's one thing. But what about the celebration thing? But the thing is, if I'm a positive mentor for you, if I compliment you, I give you high five, I'm not too much of this because it could be an addiction. But if I believe in you, will you grow or will you die? You will grow. So the more you believe in yourself, the more you will grow. And the more you celebrate the fact that you're waking up to a new day, when you celebrate your progress, when you celebrate the happiness, even though it's already there. But the thing is, if you celebrate the happiness and just be happy about the happiness that you have today, that's going to make you make sure that you have it tomorrow. So your biggest growth tool is celebration. There is a Anthony Robbins, perhaps you know him. Anthony Robbins has a mentor on his UPW seminars in around the world. Joe, I think his last name is Smith, but I'm not sure. But there is this teacher, Joe, on Anthony Robbins seminars, and as you say, that when the elite athletes train for the Olympics, they celebrate their achievements even though they did not live up to their fullest potential. Because your system, your nervous system, is created in such a way that it acts on stimulus. I hope I'm saying it correct. So when you're going for a run or you lost 5 pounds, when you celebrate it, your system goes, "Ooh, the last time I did this, I got a reward." There was some kind of positive reassurance and positive energy flow, so I'm gonna do it better to the next time. So when you celebrate your growth, your system, your nervous system remembers it and says, "Oh, I liked it the last time. It was so good, so I want to do more tomorrow." Let's say you and I were two children in school sitting next to one another. You would be so much bullied and put down and stuff like that, and I would get all these compliments. Which one of us would grow the fastest? I would. So look at that thing every day and notice that when you notice what's going on and when you remember to celebrate all the good things that you're doing, you might say to yourself today, "I'm not doing well." But I bet you're doing better than yesterday or a month ago or a year ago. And isn't that something to celebrate? I do not say celebrate by eating shit and crap and drinking coffee or chocolate or stuff like that. I can't do it because the video is going to tilt. But celebration, where you take a dance and you do stuff that activates your nervous system, so your nervous system the next time goes, "Oh, I'm going to remember this stimuli." So once you did the thing you told yourself to do, do remember to celebrate. Because this child sitting next to me in school is going to remember all the critique that it received. So this child is going to do the best that it can to improve, but it recognizes critique better than I remember positive stimuli, positive responses. Does that make sense? So make sure that you celebrate every single day. If you wake up today and you feel less tired than yesterday, isn't that something you should celebrate? Because what happens? It means that tomorrow you're gonna feel even better. I've had chronic pain for many, many years. So when I don't have pain, I remember to honor my body and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I even hold it like that. When I feel bad in my body, or if I have pain today, which I sometimes have if I'm too much up there, if I have pain, I say to myself, I love you, buddy. I go behind my closed eyes and say, I understand why you're tired or hurting my body. I didn't take good care of you yesterday. And I might sometimes even celebrate that the pain is there because it's there to tell me something. My pain is there to tell me to slow down. My pain is there to tell me how to live and not think. When you celebrate that you only lost 100 grams, your body will remember that celebration stimuli in your nervous system and will easily, more easily go to the next level. So the best thing you can do to the end of your life is physical life. Celebrate. Celebrate the fact that you're alive. Celebrate the fact that you're breathing. Celebrate how far you've come. Celebrate the person that you have become now, and you will so much faster. I hope I'm saying it correct. You will easily go to the next level. I'm sorry about the sunshine. Ah, and then you get the flower. It's still there. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna end up this video. So remember this, celebrate. Celebrate the fact that you have the difficulties that you have because they're there for a reason. Your fear and your lower limited self, your lower limited belief cause the challenges that you have. So I celebrated. I not celebrate, but I at least honor and recognize, and I'm grateful when I have pain because it has a message for me, which is to slow down, take care of myself, and be much more grateful for what I have and much more aware. Challenges are there to teach us something, so we're capable of growing once we become more friends with all the challenges that we have. I'm going to end up this video because I think it's way too long. I hope you got something out of this video, at least the fact that what celebration does to your taking your life to the next level. You can easily take your life to the next level if you start the celebration process every single day. I wish you a great day. Thank you for listening.